Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a brand new year, and City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma joins us in the studios this morning. Happy New Year, Martin.
Thank you, Jamie. And it's still a little unreal to hear the mayor in front of that. So it is great to be here.
Thank you. It is wonderful to have you here. Brand new year. We've got lots to talk about. First off, let's just talk about our amazing community that we live in, Martin.
There's going to be a series of things that we'll talk about this morning that has negative nuances, you know, taxes and cost of infrastructure, et cetera. But in the end, Stratford is a great place to live. I reflect just to this Saturday coming up, the Soup's On.
Yeah. You know,
and what a community event that's going to be, where we come together, doesn't matter where you, what walk of life you come from in Stratford, you can come and you can be part of an important event in Stratford to support an important cause with the Alzheimer's Society, but equally as important, be part of the community. Mm-hmm. And that's what Stratford's all about, community.
Uh-huh. And you're going to be there on Saturday?
I am going to be a judge.
Okay, excellent.
And guard your wallets, because myself and Gary West and June Leach will be selling 50-50 tickets. So hold on to them tight, because we're going to pry into those wallets.
Oh, it's going to be a great, and it's so wonderful to see it as an in-person event at the Stratford Rotary Complex, Soup's On for Alzheimer's Society here on Perth.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And okay, let's talk about the things like budgets and things like that. You want to spotlight that this morning?
Certainly. Let's chat about that. And certainly, I'll start out by saying the staff has done an amazing job. Sitting in front of me this morning is our binder that has been collated through our Director of Corporate Services, Ms. Kruger, and the directors of all the departments. And they and their staff project what they need, not only for 1 year, but going out 10 years, which is absolutely essential in this day and age, is to project where we're going to be in 10 years. So we began the process last night, and it's a lot of work. It was a great evening. It was a great start. When you start hearing about things that, you know, that we're going to have a total operating cost of around $140, $150 million next year. And we know that a big part of that, or a chunk of that, $68.3 million, will come out of tax levy. You know, those are important conversations and important deliberations that we have to make some courageous decisions as a council, because, you know, when I'm on the street, I hear two things. Hey, control our taxes, but can you do something about the roads? Mm. And you know, you can't have one without the other. And it's a tough one. When I look at, we have some major developments coming up. Like, for example, Albert Street, a couple blocks in Albert Street, we're looking at a bill of $3.8 million. And every time we add $680,000 to us, you know, maybe improving infrastructure, if we add $680,000, then we're adding 1% levy. Mm-hmm. And we have to keep that in mind when we have a total capital project for next year of sitting in around, I think, $34, $35 million. So budget is a scary thing, but a necessary thing, because we always have to keep in mind, what are we doing with regards to infrastructure to maintain and enhance, to replace, and what are we doing about services that we offer our citizens, and our citizens have the right to have access to. So, you know, the budget is a big piece. I guess one of the pieces that I think it's missed frequently is the reserve piece. What are we doing to put money aside? So, for example, if we buy a bus, and for easy math, we say that bus is $100,000 now. They're $1 million when we start talking about replacing with an electric bus. But, you know, if it's worth $100,000, we need to look at setting us, because if it's in 10 years we have to replace, then we have to set aside $10,000 a year. So the reserves piece is big, and sometimes it's hard to get your head around, well, why do we have a reserve in our city of $47 million? Well, because if you look at a lot of the projects that we're working on for this coming year, a lot of those projects will be paid out of those reserves.
Okay,
so budget's
enough.
A big thing.
Yeah, and my calculator's working overtime.
Yeah, but a big shout out to to our city staff for preparing a binder that is not only important for council, but also important for residents to take a look at.
Sure.
It is down to the dollar. So
yeah. And you're mentioning that to Portal with regards to the budget.
Yes,
too. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it's been a great response, the Portal, where people have gone on and given their reflections, given their thoughtful concerns into that portal. And that big shout out to Mike Bites and Engage Stratford Portal for providing that opportunity. And as we go along, certainly there'll be more opportunities for citizen involvement.
And one more thing, Martin, before we let you go, gosh, we've got lots of information this morning, but housing, of course, is top of mind. And we have, of course, coldest night of the year coming up for ShelterLink and Stratford Connection Center with United Way Perth Huron. That's coming up in February. I know you've been certainly part of that.
Big time. You know, we talk housing and we talk labor shortage, and both go hand in hand. We are still the lowest in the province with regards to labor unemployment rate or employment rate, whatever you want to look at the negative or positive side. Mm-hmm. We are short of laborers, and that's the result of being short of housing, or a big part. And so we continue to work towards an attainable housing project with Invest Stratford, with construction, with a consultant, to see what we can do to build what we need in Stratford, a Stratford-made solution. We're not sure what's coming with the Bill 23, but we're going to move forward with our thoughts and where we should go, and come up with a plan to address what we need in Stratford. Everything from people that want to downsize and move into a smaller footprint, to those individuals that want to buy their first home, or to the young person that is moving out of ShelterLink, where do I go?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Again, you can get details on their website, stratford.ca, and the great Facebook page and Twitter account with the City of Stratford, the municipality. Martin, anything else before we let you go? You had a nice holiday, at least?
The holiday was great.
Through the snow at Christmas?
Yeah, the holiday was great. I still want to acknowledge that I'm privileged to be in the chair, in the role, and certainly I'm accessible. You know, as we move forward, I know there's a lot of thoughts, and maybe that's a conversation for another day, where we're going with the Grand Trunk Railroad Shop. So maybe that's the next chapter in our conversation.
You bet. We'll be chatting again with Martin Ritzman, City of Stratford Mayor. Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie.